You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
National spring training rolls along down in West Palm Beach. Tim McMaster here, joined by MLB.com Nationals reporter Jamal Collier. Jamal, the World Baseball Classic is underway. The United States won't play a game until Friday, but some of the other teams already going, and obviously some Nationals players involved. Daniel Murphy, Tanner Roark, they'll play for the U.S. team. How excited are these guys that have left the team or are leaving the team shortly to represent their country, something baseball players don't often get a chance to do?
Yeah, Tim, they're both very excited, especially Tanner, you know, a guy who has never really competed in anything like this. Daniel Murphy hasn't either, but, you know, for Tanner to be invited and to participate on this team, just first of all, a validation of just kind of everything he accomplished last year to show that he does, you know, belong among some of the best players in the game that compete on this, in this tournament and play for these teams. But, you know, they all both talked about how they're looking forward to, you know, getting a chance to play with the other players around the majors, pick their brains, learn something from them, and get a chance to compete, you know, really in games in early March. Are you kind of able to turn up the intensity? And especially that game in Marlins Park against the Dominican Republic on March 11th is already sold out. So, and Tanner's supposed to be pitching in that game. He's kind of excited for just the atmosphere that'll kind of bring. But so far, yeah, both guys seem pretty excited to be participating in this tournament.
Yeah, that game, absolutely the spotlight of the first round. You have the Dominican Republic, which is basically an all-star team, and they won it last time around. The United States has never won this World Baseball Classic, and for them to be playing in front of a sold-out Marlins Park, that's going to be pretty cool. Now, Max Scherzer was originally going to be a member of Team USA, but obviously with the knuckle injury, that isn't going to happen. He is slowly making progress, though, and I guess today he threw his first bullpen against live hitters. What's the latest on that, Jamal?
Yeah, big step forward for him to get out there, throw live batting practice, and you know, threw about 40, 45 pitches with hitters in the box, which is, you know, for him, able to kind of simulate in between innings. He kind of sat down and got back up and tried to do everything he could to kind of simulate a real outing. You know, I think the big thing for him also is he's still using that modified fastball grip where he's got three fingers on the fastball instead of the normal two. And, you know, he said he threw it today. He didn't feel any obvious reduction in velocity or obvious change in stuff or control. So it's something that he's going to kind of keep moving forward with. And, you know, it helps him pitch without pain right now, and he's really not even trying to use the two-finger fastball grip at all. So it's becoming more and more real that he might get a chance to use that kind of modified grip in an actual game, at least in the spring here, to kind of test and see where it is. But definitely a positive for Max, like you said, to get out there and face hitters. And then normally this is one of the last steps before a guy gets into a spring training game or gets into back into game action. So they haven't set a target date just yet as far as when they want him to return and pitch in games. But so far, you know, everything is kind of pointing to, as he comes out of this well, that he could be making his debut here pretty soon.
Now, is there a thought that he could abandon the two-finger grip altogether, or is this still just, okay, until it feels better, I'm going to go with these three fingers?
I think pretty much right now is until it feels better. You know, the Max obviously got relied on his fastballs a lot. So I think once that finger completely heals and he has no pain with it at all, I think he might go back to it. But he also said he's not even trying to do it right now. So as long as there is pain and as long as there is discomfort by the two-finger grip, he's pretty committed to using three fingers and doesn't think there's going to be any kind of ill effects from it.
All right. As for other starters on this Nationals club, Gio Gonzalez pitched on Sunday, three scoreless in his second start of the spring. And I think a key to his start, Jamal, is the fact that he was able to get his breaking ball over for strikes. And for Gio, when the control is good, he's generally good, but that's one of his more inconsistent things. So to see it there this early in the spring has to be a good sign.
Yeah, it's been pretty encouraging the first couple of outings for Gio so far. He's kind of been speeding through them so far. He's been kind of so efficient in his pitches that he's, you know, had a chance to have an extra inning or, you know, kind of thrown a little bit extra on the side. So, you know, obviously still early and it's still spring, but right now they've seen some encouraging things for Gio. And like you said, the command is the biggest thing for him. When he can avoid, you know, longer innings and walks and those kind of things, usually when he's most effective. So, you know, he can be a big piece of this rotation if he can kind of bounce back from the year that he had last year. So far everything's pointing in the right direction.
Matt Wieters is obviously on this team now, but he hasn't gotten into any games yet. What's the latest on that? What's his time table. Obviously, he got to spring training late because of the late signing. When can we expect to see him in a game?
Yeah, still a few days away. He didn't really have. We spoke to him a little earlier here on Tuesday, but he didn't really have an exact date in mind or an exact date he was shooting for. He still kind of says he's a little bit of ways away. He got to catch Max's live BP today, which was, he said, was beneficial just because he has a chance to, be back there when you have a hitter and you have hitters swinging. He said just to get used to where you're not flinching every time when you got a guy swinging a bat right in front of your face, out there. But he still is a guy who wants to get a little bit of familiarity, I should say, with all the pitchers and get a chance to kind of get his own swings out there. He kind of guessed that he needs probably like about 20 or 30 at-bats from both sides of the plate before he really feels comfortable and ready to go. So we're still got time for him to get those things accomplished. But, like you said, the days are kind of ticking away here where pretty soon he's going to have to start getting into games and catching multiple innings out there.
Obviously, one big thing this team has to still figure out is who's going to close out games in the ninth inning. And Dusty Baker talked a little bit about that this week, saying not really any closer to naming that guy. And obviously, there's still a long way to go as far as spring training goes. And you're going to monitor the guy's health. And Joe Blanton joined the team late. Maybe he's in the mix. But I thought it was interesting that Baker did, Jamal, speak a bit about what he's looking for, the makeup that he wants to see in the closer that he's going to choose.
Yeah, I thought the same. I mean, it's like you said, it's tough to really duplicate how the intensity of a late game save situation during spring training. For the most part, usually you're bringing your relievers in to the fourth or fifth or innings of games or so, just because that's when most starters are getting ready to leave, and you don't see guys kind of play if you have them sit around and wait to the ninth inning. Then they're going to start facing minor league and kind of not as good a competition as they would earlier in a game. So yeah, I thought it was interesting to say that, necessarily what happens during the games might not be the be-all, end-all. It might just kind of be about who looks the best and who has the right makeup and has the right kind of guts to handle the job. I think that's going to be a kind of an inexact science that he's going to have to go about naming it. And that's what he's going to, lean on his catchers and guys like Wieters to say, okay, what guys have you been catching in the bullpens that you think really can handle and do this job and get it done? So, a lot of interesting stuff from Dusty as far as what he thinks, will make up the right guy for this job.
And he also shot down the thought of a bullpen by committee or a closer by committee. It's going to be one guy, just we don't know who.
Yeah, and he's traditionally never been a fan of that. I remember last year, even when Papelbon was either on the DL or eventually kind of lost the closing role there right before the trade deadline, where Dusty was not thrilled to have to kind of to pick and choose depending on matchups. He was saying, I'm going to have one guy, so people aren't kind of guessing when the phone rings down there who's going to be up.
One more topic for you, Jamal, and that is Ryan Zimmerman made his debut on Friday. Obviously, he's a guy with plenty of question marks surrounding him after the year he had a year ago, but he's a guy that this team could really use a big year from and a bounce-back season from. Obviously, he's a guy with pride that wants to be great again this season. How does he sound when he's speaking early in the spring? You see him out there a little bit on the field now getting into games. Does he sound like a guy who's determined to kind of get things turned around?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. He's worked very hard in the spring to whether he's making adjustments and getting in shape and kind of doing the things he needs to do to get right. I mean, he thought he's not coming off any kind of injuries or anything at the end of the season. I think that's going to be major for him, that he's able to have a regular, normal spring. He's also a guy who at the beginning of March is still kind of, it's just finding himself. I think he's only played maybe three or four or five games so far. And he's a guy who does take some at-bats to kind of get ready. So he's like, hey, man, but depending on what happens earlier on in this, I'm not really reading too much into these kind of swings, that I'll be taking on March, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 6th, 7th. The biggest things for him will be, how's he feeling late March? Does he feel like he's starting to hit his stride and get ready to start the season on time? So right now he's kind of, like you said, progressing along perfectly as to where he wants to be. And it will probably start ramping up the intensity a little bit here in the next couple weeks.
Plenty of interesting storylines to continue to follow with this Nationals team as we get closer and closer to opening day around the major leagues. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. For Jamal Collier, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.